There's a place just behind this one. Not far, not hidden, just out of bounds. A wrong step, a glitch, a moment where reality doesn't quite hold. And suddenly, you're somewhere else, surrounded by dull yellow wallpaper, stained in places, peeling in others, stretching farther than it should. The air is warm, stale. It clings to your skin like it hasn't moved in years. Beneath your feet, damp carpet, soft and wrong, like it's been soaked and never dried. Then there is a constant hum, fluorescent lights buzzing overhead, flickering in a way that feels unstable. Like the room might change. You look for a door that isn't there, just more hallway, more corners, more rooms that look exactly like the last, but not quite. The space stretches in ways that it shouldn't. Angles feel off. Distances lie. You walk because standing still feels worse. And the longer you stay, the more it feels like the place is settling around you. Like it's aware, or maybe, like you were never supposed to notice it at all. Welcome to the Back Rooms. I'm your host, Melissa Nunez, and you're listening to Candidly Cryptic, your source for all things strange, spooky, and unexplained. The Backrooms began in 2019 from a single image posted anonymously online, a yellow empty office space. No windows, no people, no clear exit. Just fluorescent lights and the sense that you've been there before. From that image came a description. If you're not careful, you can no-clip out of reality and end up here. An endless maze of rooms, stretching infinitely beyond what should exist. There's no official method for traveling there, but across Reddit, some themes seem to repeat over and over. Not instructions, but patterns. One Reddit user said that while they were shopping, they came across a bench. They admitted that it was odd-looking, but they still needed to rest. After they sat, their eyes got fuzzy, flickering like a television screen. They woke up in a dilapidated mall, overgrown with plants. They heard a whistling sound that echoed off the walls. They tried to go up some steps, but fell asleep and woke up on that same bench. Another person in the forum describes getting off an elevator to endless hallways with musty carpets. No sound but the hum of overhead lights. And then there was someone else who arrived by elevator. It descended to a flight of stairs. Once they began climbing, they seemed to stretch endlessly to a void. Then reality shifted. They were no-clipped to an area resembling an airport. No ritual, no chant, just transition, elevators, dreams, moment where the world doesn't load correctly. Like stepping through something that wasn't meant to open. The back rooms aren't just a story. Beyond the urban legends, scholars refer to the phenomenon as liminal spaces, places that feel familiar, but wrong. Empty hallways, offices after hours, spaces that should be full, but aren't. The back rooms are one of the most well-known examples of this anomaly, an uncanny valley of a place where something is almost normal, but not quite. A 2022 study in the Journal of Psychological Studies describes the back room as a form of collective meaning-making where people build a shared world out of unease, memory, and imagination. And more recently, scholars describe it as something called the institutional Gothic, where horror doesn't come from monsters, but endless, bureaucratic, empty spaces. Places designed for people, but stripped of their presence. Like with many urban legends born online, no two stories are the same, but oddly enough, certain details begin to echo across them. Yellow wallpaper, damp, endless carpet, flickering fluorescent lights, and a constant electrical hum. More importantly, no exit. One post describes a labyrinth of plain hallways, dead silence, except for the humming. Every room led to another. I got more lost the further I went. It's not what's there, it's what isn't. No people, no outside, no sense of direction, just repetition, endless repetition. As the story evolved, people began describing levels, different environments within the back rooms. Industrial tunnels, endless malls, pool-like spaces, each one slightly different, but all of them wrong. Some Reddit users even claim that time doesn't work the same way. Unlike traditional horror, there's no clear threat, no monsters you can see, no rules you can follow. And that's exactly why it works. Media scholars like Tom Oliver have noted that the backrooms are frightening because they invite you to interpret what isn't shown, forcing your mind to fill the emptiness. It's not fear of something chasing you. It's fear that nothing is coming, and nothing ever will. Now that same idea is becoming something bigger. The full film adaptation produced by A24 is bringing the backrooms into mainstream horror, directed by the creator who helped popularize it online. And fans are saying it captures the same thing that made it terrifying in the first place. The emptiness, the stillness. A sense that you're somewhere you shouldn't be.
What is this?
It's what I'm trying to figure out. Alright, just take it slow.
Oh God.
Pull me up!
So what are the backrooms? A story? A shared hallucination? A digital myth built from empty places we've all been before. Or something else. Because the strangest part isn't how they look. It's how they feel. So if one day you take a step and something seems off, if the room stretches just a little too far, if the silence lingers a little too long, you might want to ask yourself, did I imagine that? Or did something let me in? Thanks for tuning in on another episode of Kindly Cryptic. If you enjoy all things strange, spooky, and unexplained, please follow for more.